Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, for the sake of time, I'm just going to get into this. Do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that live feed while we have it. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I played this for you last week, and I knew we were on to something. This is how it happens, folks. I just get a little bit of a leading, and then all of a sudden I'll start to pay attention to that leading. That leading comes with a quickening. That's how it operates with me, and that's how I function by the Holy Ghost and the giftings, 1 Corinthians 12. And I knew we were on to something because Scripture tells us this is what happens to a nation, again, that forsakes His law. They begin to praise the wicked, and they're led about by the wicked, Proverbs 28, and they begin to partake in the curses because they're trusting in the arm of the flesh rather than trusting the Lord, where the Bible says that we're blessed. And so I can only do what I can do and preach the Word of God. I can't make decisions for people. I can just tell you what we're on to, and I'm telling you we're coming up into another stage of the seven times over concerning the curses in Leviticus 26 after verse 15, start there and go down, and you'll begin to see simultaneously, line upon line, precept upon precept, in great specificity with your eyes, regardless if you say you believe or not. If you're not going to believe the Lord for His blessings, you're going to see Him for His curses, and that's where we're at right now. I played this last week. I want you to check this out. This is in New York City, and I want you to listen carefully as to what's happening to your country right now, because when you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it tells us that they will be made the head and you will be made the tail, that you will be dispossessed and they will possess your possession because you disobey. Check this out.
I vision
New York mayor. He's a criminal.
The next step to this, go to the faith-based locales and then move to private residence. There are residents who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have spare rooms. They have locales. And we
see what they're doing?
To get over to 30
residents in New York are taking on illegals, and they're housing them in their homes.
We can take
exactly what happened in Germany.
$4.3 billion, it may be now, that we potentially have to spend. And we can put
and where's
back
the first place he said he needed to go? The churches.
Instead of
and guess who's promoting them?
Corporations.
Okay, so what they're wanting to do, friends, is they're taking residents, as I just said, in New York, and they're convincing them to go ahead and open their homes up to the illegals that are coming into the state. And what's happening, they don't realize this is exactly what's going on over in Germany and France over the last couple years. They're being dispossessed right now because they're not paying attention. Also keep in mind, they were demoralized a long time ago, okay? And now they're trying to Europeanize America, because if they can demoralize you, that's what this big sodomite push is all about, friends, about demoralizing the people so they can wield control over you. That's been going on over there for a long time. Now they're coming over to here to do the same thing. And interestingly enough, it's pretty awesome to see how the Holy Ghost dovetails things and begins to bring things together. I just noticed on June 12th, which is today, that Tim Brown posted, the military is now recruiting non-English speaking migrants. Let me remind everybody that's watching the show, and please share this show. This is treason. We're not coming up upon treason. This is treason. And treason is being committed against us because the American church has committed treason against God. But the military is now recruiting non-English-speaking migrants. Okay, and I just brought up the fact that over in Europe, and namely in Germany, friends, the police are now admitting that 500,000 of those people that have come into their country as immigrants, they're finding out that they're enemy combatants, they're enemy soldiers that are being imported to that country. And that's exactly what's beginning to happen here in America. You think not? Here, let me show you something here. I want you to see this.
Was ich jetzt sagen kann, sind
what can I say now? Information from two federal police officers, said this German fellow, who work at the bottom of the border. They are all already finished with the nerves.
Sind fix und fertig allesamt, mit den Nerven fertig, und sie
and they no longer speak
auch nicht mehr von
of refugees,
sie sprechen von
but
Soldaten,
they speak of soldiers who are coming into their country. One had said that they were looking at approximately 500,000 soldiers in Germany. They're coming under the guise of illegal immigrants. Americans understand. The bad guy's not in control of this, friends. He thinks he is. He's being set up, too. This is the hand of God in judgment, just so you all understand. Okay, the bad guys are going to sink with this country if the American people allow it to happen. The bad guys are just merely being used. The bad guys don't want to take time to learn from history. They're just going to go along to get along. They don't understand that if they lie, steal, and kill for somebody, they don't understand that sooner or later that they are expendable and they will do the same things to them. I continuously share that because I know that this show is being monitored, and I'm sharing with them as well. Learn from history because they're going to get you too, okay? And I'm not saying that as a fear tactic. I'm saying that as a faithful witness even to you that refuse to see the truth for what it is. Hey, I just want to tell you, you're not impervious to the judgment of God. You're going to stand there right along with me. And both sides are seeing it today, both the good and the bad. Okay? Just keep in mind, the globalists are the place that the American people and people on a global basis should be looking to deal with. But again, what's happening is our sin is finding us out. Let me go back to this German. He said approximately 500,000 soldiers are in Germany now. They're coming under the guise of migrants. Okay, they're not migrants. They're soldiers. That's one of the things that we notice crossing the southern border. And don't forget about the northern border. That's starting to make headway now. And I continuously pointed my finger back over at the northern border too, because they always want to distract us to the southern border. But notice that they're what? Military-aged men. They're military-aged men, folks. Okay? Now we see that our military, the federal government's appointing illegals in the military. That's why they're using the sodomites to weaken our nation, friends, to invite these people to come in, because it strengthens their objective. And again, this is the hand of God at every given step. But listen to this, friends. Approximately 500,000 that have come into Germany thus far under the guise of being migrants have been found to be soldiers, enemy soldiers. Pay attention, Americans, because it's exactly what's happening here. It's exactly what's happening here. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I just wanted to highlight this really quick, friends, because this is happening now. And I've had this teed up for about a week now, and it's just building more and more as I kind of catapult this information to you. But we're finding that in New York City and in Chicago, by the way, that they're actually opening up the homes of the people to house migrants. And this governor, or I'm sorry, this said mayor in New York City says that they fell on hard times. Well, who created those hard times? So they're just taking advantage. They create the crisis, and then they bring in what? The remedy. That's what these people do. And again, they think they're above the law when in fact they're a part of it. They just haven't figured it out yet. Also wanted you to see this. Tim Brown posted this morning. Military now recruiting non-English speaking migrants. You still too busy to do the will of the Lord, folks? Oh, we get to hear it all day long. I've got this to do and that to do and this to do and that to do. Everything but what you should do. How's that working out for you? We have German police admitting that 500,000 enemy soldiers have been imported to Germany under the guise of being migrants, mind you. Let me say it again, under the guise of being migrants. And somebody, one of my friends had actually sent this last week, Illinois, did you see that non-citizens are now given power? Well, it's passed so far, it's not been signed into law, as they call it. It's treason. Let me just say it again, this is treason. Okay, this isn't law, this is treason, this is lawlessness. Okay, and what it is non-citizens to have arrest powers as police officers in Illinois. Now, let me just read one little portion of this. It says, legally authorized under federal law. Let me say this, too. That's why you have the 10th Amendment, to block this. Let me remind you that federal government is a creature of the states, not the states the creature of the federal government. The federal government is the tail wagging the dog, okay? And they want to bolster themselves to be a lot bigger than what they really are. But remember, back in 1913, what they did is they made every individual in America accountable to them through their said taxes, illegally, okay? That's how they've continuously wielded this control over the people in this country. And remember as well, Thomas Jefferson said the third president, the power to tax is the power to destroy. Well, they're turning all of this on you. Now, let me finish reading this, and then I'll take the phone call. Legally authorized under federal law to work in the United States and is authorized under federal law to obtain, carry, or purchase or otherwise possess a firearm. They're giving them weapons just like I told you. They would weaponize these people, and then they'll blame somebody else. But you haven't learned yet as to who the terrorists are, have you? A government by intimidation is the very definition. Oxford's English Dictionary, that's the original definition. It goes on and says, to carry or purchase or otherwise possess a firearm, or who is an individual against whom immigration actions have been deferred by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services under the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA, processed and is authorized under federal law to obtain, carry, or purchase, or otherwise possess a firearm. I want to remind everybody that after September 11th, 2001, they created something called Homeland Security. Adolf Hitler had something called Fatherland Security after history proves the fact and exposes the fact, Luke 12:2, that Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich were responsible for attacking their own headquarters. And in the process of doing that, what did they do? They created something called Fatherland Security, and then they began to attack their political opposition. Well, under the Bushes, that's exactly what they did here, too. But see, if the people in this country knew the law, they would see that they're unconstitutional agencies being used and weaponized against the American people. How many attorneys, Americans, do you need to have give you this information that I'm sharing with you right now that are trying to wake you up as to what's going on? These agencies are unconstitutional. They're being weaponized by the federal government to war against the American people while your country and sovereignty is being handed off to foreigners. And again, this is our sin before God. We are being found out, Numbers 32:23. So with that said, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take John. I just wanted to share that with you really quick as to what's going on here so you understand who the enemies are. I don't know that I need to say that anymore. I think people are wide awake to the fact that they are under attack. I've had a sheriff over the last couple weeks tell me they're out to get us, aren't they? That's a guy that's paying attention. Okay, next thing is they want to disarm you, as they're arming foreigners against you. This is why I brought up the information that Sean Hannity and CNN brought forth back in 2009 concerning the 35 jihadi camps on American soil. This isn't the time to throw up your hands in fear and take counsels from it. This is for the time for you to stand up and deal with the issues lawfully, friends. You know who the enemies are. You know who they're working for. This is incredible, America. Countries all over the world act more like our forefathers' posterity than the American people do. And that will be to your everlasting shame if you don't wake up as to what's going on here. We got John calling from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, good afternoon, Bradley. I just wanted to mention that there are tens of thousands of Chinese troops coming in through the immigrants through the Mexican border.
Yep.
I have friends in Arizona and Texas that are watching it and filming it, and they send me stuff that doesn't ever make it to social media because they have the capabilities to go into your phone and delete your pictures and videos before you even know what's going on. I mean, it's crazy. And
with that said, I do want to say, John, just let me answer that, because what's interesting is I know that. I spent some time with Sheriff Mark Lamb, and matter of fact, the last time I seen him, which was 2.5 weeks ago, I'd asked him, what are you seeing over there? He said, Bradley, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And we know that Chinese nationalists are coming through. We know that Muslims are coming through. As a matter of fact, RFK Jr. just did a video, 3 days ago, where he was on the border, and he was highlighting all the people that were crossing over into America with the help of the Department of Homeland Security, okay, which is Adolf Hitler's Fatherland Security. They're busing them, then they're flying them to destinations of their choice with the help of governors like DeSantis, and the list goes on. But what's also interesting is he brought up the fact that over 7 million, listen carefully, Americans, over 7 million illegals have crossed into our border. They are being allured into your country by your said representatives, mayors, and governors with the help of federal government using your money to do it under your own demise. He said 7 million of them have basically crossed over into America, and he said they've heard nothing from them, 7 million. He said they're unaccounted for. Well, where are they going, friends? I mean, I'm talking about what's going on in Germany right now concerning the 500,000 that have come over in a fiend manner, acting as if they need a place to go because they've been dispossessed from their lands, when in fact that's not the case at all. Now they're finding out that they're military men, just like what we have observed on the southern border, John. So people need to wake up to what's going on here. And I can only do what I'm doing, and you can only do what you're doing, my friend. But it is, in fact, happening, no doubt.
That is correct. And I also noticed it at my local Walmart here in Lee's Summit, Missouri. They actually have those cargo containers with air conditioning units and a fence around it. It's wrapped even real nicely on the fence to keep people out. They're going to be housing refugees there. And it's written in many different languages. It has pictures of the immigrants on there. It's mind-blowing what I'm watching, you know. But
Yeah, go ahead, John. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, isn't it interesting that we've known this since the 90s? And the people, they wanted to say it was a conspiracy theory, and now here we are. They're at our front door, Amos 6-3. And the American people, what do they do now? They just turn the channel and they deceive themselves into believing that this is not happening now in their own country. But soon enough, contact will be made. Go ahead with your final point. Sorry.
The entertainment keeps them from addressing the issue at hand. But what I want to say to everyone out there, hey, look, you know, we need to rise up and we need to stick together, because right is right, wrong is wrong, and it'll always be that way, because God is God, and that's just how it is. And this Saturday, I'm going way out of my way to try and make this rally, because my son is coming back from a Germany, Switzerland, and Austria student exchange program overseas, and I have to pick him up from the airport Friday night. When I do, I just have to... I'm going to scoop him up and say, bud, you may be coming with me. I may have time to drop you off at home. I don't know, but I know where I'm going to be.
Amen.
So I just thought I'd let you know what I got to deal with. But anyways, we'll talk to you soon, Bradley, and thank you so much, and praise God.
Amen. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Folks, June 17th, we are going to be having a protest. That's this Saturday in Minnesota at the Target. And, you know, we're expecting whatever comes may come. I got to get together with the local chief of police and see what we can do and how we can do it, because it's a portion of a street where the people need to know in our communities, in our counties, and in our cities, and in our states, that we are not going to put up with it. And, folks, I'll tell you what, you need to live your life in such a fashion where the enemy worries about the way that you live your life rather than you worried about the way that they live theirs. P.S. I also wanted to say that should come as no surprise to you as why the government is using foreigners to do, just like I've said for 20 years, folks, if they really had the support that they wanted you to believe in, they wouldn't need the foreigners then, would they? Nope, it's becoming more of a reality on a daily basis concerning what is happening in this country, not in a foreign country, but this country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Trump will see plenty of supporters around Miami tonight and tomorrow as he prepares to be arraigned on 37 felony counts. A new CBS poll finds 80% of likely Republican voters believe that a felony conviction should not disqualify someone from running for president. a pledge from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to help rebuild that hunk of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia that collapsed because of a massive tanker fire yesterday.
We've got this emergency relief funding, and we can fund and reimburse the activities that are going on to swiftly get that road back to normal.
There's also news that searchers have found human remains near the tanker that caught fire. A new Gallup poll finds more than two-thirds of us believe transgender athletes should only play on teams that match their gender at birth. Most say it's about competitive fairness. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got Charlie calling from Florida. Charlie, what say you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Well, the first time I called you was a while back, maybe a month or two ago, and it was like I was watching the live chat, and I was seeing a guy that was saying some stuff that was a little weird, and I called in just to see if I could pull him out to see who he was, right?
Okay.
And when we talked the first time, I won't try to reiterate that, but after I hung up, he kind of showed himself, and then he disappeared. And, you know, just like what John said earlier, in regards to the amount of people coming across the border that are not from Central and South America, but yet they're here anyway. It was interesting that I watched Tim's show this morning, and the lady that he had on, I eventually got to the point where I was listening to her, and I'm like, I don't want to hear this anymore, you know, because it's just chaff and countermeasures. And it's the same with a lot of the live chat. I look at it as far as a lot of these people, it's like I look at them as people that are talking in church.
Yep.
That should be quiet.
Yep.
And listen to people.
Yep.
And a lot of them, they're not there to do that. They're there to
distract. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I see it. I see it all the time.
I know that yep. You know that, but yep. I just wanted to tell you that it's obvious within a lot of us that are in the Lord that these people, they need to be quiet in church.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie. You know what? Do me a favor. And why somebody else hasn't. I mean, especially for the way we preach over here, if that's going on, take the time to go ahead and just call him out for what he's doing and let everybody see what's going on, and then, you know, take the objective on your end, or the objective should be on your end to just call it out, let everybody know what's going on, and then he'll just disperse and go find someone else to disrupt. That's really what it comes down to. So I appreciate it, Charlie.
I'll leave that up to my pastor, but I see how you called out Mikey. So have a blessed day, brother, and thank you so much for everything.
I appreciate it. I totally do. We got Charlie calling from New Hampshire. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, this is Charlie. I live in New Hampshire. I've been a teacher and a preacher for over 50 years, and the biggest issue that I have with everything that's going on is they still continue in the church with this rapture business.
Yeah.
And they will not stop. I fought it for 50 years, and it's excruciatingly hard to get through that. And just the past week, I've talked to several people, and all they talk about is it's going to get worse and worse and worse till we are raptured out of here. And the church is responsible for a lot of this mess that's going on today. And the church will not stand up. They won't they won't proclaim the truth, and it continues on and on and on. And it is very, very, very frustrating. I see what's going on around us, but I'm in my 70s now, and to see what's happening to our country is disheartening. It makes me cry a lot because I don't want to see it happen to the next generation. I know families. I try to talk to them about homeschooling. They don't want to homeschool because they're so busy. They're sending their kids to public school. They don't get it, and it just frustrates me to no end.
Yeah, well, you know, it gets to the point where the Lord has given people chances, so many chances where the Lord just says, you know what, the plummet has dropped, the plumb line's dropped now, we're not going any further than this. He's going to require of it, of the people, and he's going to say, prepare to meet thy God, and that's where we're on the threshold of right now, if there's no question about it, Charlie. But as far as being raptured from out of the church, raptured from the war, the Lord doesn't raise up an army to rapture them from responsibility. He puts He puts us here to occupy until he comes. And they can talk about rapture all that they want, but as they're being surrounded right now, they're going to find out soon enough that they're not going anywhere, but they're going to fall to the hands of their enemies if they don't get their doctrines right. There's no question about it. I'm totally with you, Charlie. I totally get it. I'm thinking of Luke 19:13. I was thinking of Matthew 24:36, and I was also thinking of John 17:15, where Jesus said that I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. Yeah, so I don't know where these people are coming from, but the fact of the matter is I have blown this trumpet long enough. People know this, and if they want to keep acting like something's there in Scripture that's not, well, they're going to have to find out when the rubber meets the road, but I'm here to tell everybody the rubber's meeting the road. No question about it.
I pray for Sons of Liberty Media daily, and I'm a supporter and will continue to be so because I love you guys and I appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Charlie. I totally appreciate you too, my friend. We have David calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, David?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
I would just like to say it's a blessing that I found you today. Literally, is right before I called. This is the first time I've ever seen your show, called your show, ever heard of you.
Okay.
And just a little bit I've heard, I think I've actually found people that believe exactly like me. Everything that's going on now is biblical, plain and simple.
Yep.
The voting for whoever you vote for, you know, that's just a feel-good, let everybody else think, yeah, hey, this is kind of where he stands. That's all that is. Nothing matters what we do. And I gave up on church a very long time ago because of the ignorance from behind that pulpit and the willful ignorance of the people in the pews to never ask questions or call out. So I'm exactly where you guys are. I feel sorry for everyone that's all tied up in this one type of it's this, it's that. But I don't think they see the evil just walking the streets and on TV.
Yeah, right.
And that's what's sad. You know, I mean, I know what's coming. And it's sad to sit back and see people act shocked that are supposedly Christians.
I'm with you, David. Here, I do want to say this, okay, because I have hope. in Christ. The history of the church is our backs are up against the wall, and I'm talking to the faithful because that's who the Word of God is applied to, is to the faithful. Read the New Testament, the epistles. It's always to the faithful, to those that are sanctified, so on and so forth. But the history of the church is your backs are up against the wall, the Lord shows up. Your backs are up against the wall, the Lord shows up. And that applies to those that are in this fight. I want to say this. Catherine Booth, one of the founders of Salvation Army, and by no means do I mean what you see in the Salvation Army today. I'm talking about the founders. It's completely backwards from the way that they founded that organization, that ministry. She said a barracks is meant to be a place where soldiers, real soldiers, were to be fed and equipped for war, not a place to settle down in or a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. She's speaking of the hypocrisy in the church, and she's equating it to the barracks as it's supposed to be. She said, I hope that if ever they are soldiers, Christian soldiers, do settle down, God will burn their barracks over their heads. Well, that's what's happening right now. He's beginning to burn it over their heads. They become a reproach in this country. They're an embarrassment to not only the Lord himself, and I say that with all respect, I speak as a man, but also an embarrassment and a reproach to those that are real Christians, because it's a lack of Christianity what we see in this country. So we have to right the wrongs, and again, let me say this, David, it's our objective and it's our duty before God and man to be a part of the answer, Isaiah 58:12, and repair the breach places. So keep your eyes fixed on him, my friend. I don't know if we're going to get together on the other side of this, and I'm talking about in this life, but if we don't, I'll see you there. I totally appreciate you. Amen.
God bless you, and I intend to watch all the time now. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David. I got another call on here, and I don't know if I'm going to take this until I have a name, GCN, if you don't mind. And again, what's happening here, friends, is you guys are making this your show, and I'm totally cool to do that. The name of the show is They Are Not the Victims, They Are the Perpetrators. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for this name to pop up, 1-866-582-9933, I want to show you what just took place here over the weekend. Concerning my son and the group of people that he was with out in the Milwaukee area. And I want you to see what they were up against and what they were warned against. And the name of this piece is The Two Ideologies. There's not two ideologies here. In this country, we're ruled by laws, a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're not ruled by the lawless. But again, they want to divide the people, Mark 3:25, because they want to pit people against each other so they're easily wielded concerning the control that they desire. And I'm talking about the tyrants that the American people know who they are, but for some reason or another they're given a free hand to go ahead and do it over and over again. But I want you to see this, friends, this report that was just given on local news there in Milwaukee, and this is an event that my son was a part of. Check this out.
A pride event on Milwaukee's near UWM.
They're not the victims, they're the perpetrators, as you will see.
Frank Billy was there, has the story for us.
So today we are having an event called Family Pride to celebrate that Pride is for families. So
this is a said pastor.
Individuals.
John Holm, retired pastor for ZOW MKE, an LGBTQ plus friendly church near the UWM campus, says today was for centering families with LGBTQ plus
members. They undo
members
themselves.
Just
pay attention to these sick jokers.
I deserve it.
But that wasn't all that was happening at their church today. A variety of protesters came out to the event.
We are out here to oppose what they're doing to children. They're trying to sodomize and convert children.
That's right.
Lori, who refused to give her last name or identify a group she represented besides being Baptist, made claims about other LGBTQ plus events in the city, such as a drag queen story hour earlier in the day. She admitted she had never actually gone to see for herself what goes on at these events that typically feature a performer reading storybooks to kids.
The kids are having to fight.
I won't go to one.
Counter-protesters held large boards to block families visiting the church from the protesters.
Wanting to get an experience, read, be happy, be joyous. And we have some people that are wanting to rain on that parade with their bigotry, with their hate.
Venus Randall, one of the coordinators of the counter-protest, says they do this because protesters feel the need to come out to their events.
We're not going into churches, sitting down and doing stand-ins like these people are doing here.
Nick Prowell from Mercy Seat Christian Church out of Brookfield.
The kids are having to do the fighting,
of
friends.
Lesser magistrate doctrine.
Something wrong with this picture.
Though
I praise
or
God for these
young
people.
Who don't interpret Christian holy texts the way they do.
We would say that ultimately the government that legalizes this kind of behavior are the tyrants.
That's
exactly
but also
right.
On an individual level, people that propagate sin and lies, they're haters of God. That's what the Bible
okay,
talks
I believe
about.
We have so a hard break coming up, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so I see the callers up there. Let me just get to a little bit of this, and I'm going to pull you guys up, okay? The name of the show is They Are Not the Victims, They Are the Perpetrators, and we're trying to strew this all the way through and thread this needle all the way through the month just so people can understand what this is all about, okay? Again, the whole sodomite agenda is an abomination. This is government-sponsored, okay? So if the people don't want to deal lawfully with their said representatives by impeaching them, which is found in Article 2, Section 4, and prosecuting them for advocating that which is crimes against children, you go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, then this is what you're going to get. Okay, this is all government sponsored. This is all illegal what the government's doing right now through this whole sodomite agenda. It's all distraction, and it's designed at demoralizing your kids so they can enslave your kids. That's what this is about. Okay. We named the show, They Are Not the Victims, They Are the Perpetrators. Folks, I can spend 5 hours just doing a show where the sodomites expect you to believe that truly that they are, in fact, the victims. As a matter of fact, homosexuals can't reproduce, they can't reproduce naturally, so what do? They resort to recruiting children. Sodomites can be heard chanting, 10% is not enough, recruit, recruit, recruit. Or the sodomites will also be saying during gay pride parades, which God hates, Proverbs 6:17, you will hear them shout out sex before 8, before it's too late. Lesbian Avengers also, which is a lesbian outfit, they hate guys and the guys hate the girls, right? But yet the girls act like the boys and the boys act like the girls. That is a sign of the distortion that we're dealing with and the lawlessness and why the Lord, in fact, doesn't call it a sin but an abomination, Leviticus 18:22. But the Lesbian Avengers prides itself on trying to recruit young girls. They print, "We recruit" on their literature. Okay? It's all aimed at the kids. We know it to be a fact. It's all aimed at the kids. Also wanted to highlight the fact that there is more information. Again, I could spend 5 hours on this, but I just want to give you one scenario, and then I'm going to take these phone calls. There is this famous contrived hate crime of Carrie Dunn and Claremont McKinney, or McKenna College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism, which does not exist. She knocked and shocked the audience by telling them that she had been a victim of hate crime that very day. How convenient. Or was it? Her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, tires slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. Now, the problem with their story was that two of the students saw her commit the crime herself. Dunn lost her job and also went to prison for lying to federal investigators for insurance fraud. She had claimed that she had $1,700 worth of items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeymen. These items were later found in a closet in Dunn's home, and oh, by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. Oh, folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg. Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us, "And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness," they try to accuse you of what they're guilty of, "and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto them as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put evil from among you." That's what Scripture tells us. But if you're going to keep just giving them a pass, friends, you're going to keep allowing this, you're going to get more of it, and rest assured, you are, as the days roll forward. We got Bob calling from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, I have 14 words from Saturday at this time that is probably the most important thing I think that you have ever said and answers almost everything you're addressing right now. And that, and I just hope you keep repeating these 14 words. And it has, SCOTUS's job is to discover what God said and then apply it to the law.
Yep.
So, I mean, that just, you know, and that's really what SCOTUS is supposed to be doing. You know, Jefferson understood what Blackstone wrote was, no human law should be suffered to contradict these.
Yep.
And it's what God wrote. And so that's what SCOTUS needs to be applying to law.
You know what's funny about that, Bob, is if you look above the heads of the Supreme Court, they have Moses in the Ten Commandments where it says, justice guards our liberties. And the American people haven't taken the time to basically bring it together that they put their hand on that Bible. And I say this constantly so people, especially new listeners, get this. They swear with their hand on the Bible to uphold those laws. And the Lord will hold them accountable to those laws that they swore that they will uphold. But what we see them doing is just the exact opposite. See, this is where the people have to come into play and hold them accountable for their crimes, because that law applies to all of us. And reverting back to what you just said at the very beginning of this, it is the job of any judge in the United States of America to discover what God has written. It is written. Let it be said, let it be done, period. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And if they don't do that, then we, the people, are to rise up and impeach them and again is prosecute them. And Americans, if we don't want to take responsibility, then just shut the radio off and go live your own life for as long as you can, because life is but a vapor and it's all over with. I mean, it's just about all over with you anyways, if that's what your mindset is. But again, we have to get back and understand who we are, and it is the job of judges to discover the law and apply the law. That's all they're supposed to do, nothing more, nothing less. And they've turned into activists and legislators from the bench, and that's not their job. It just isn't.
Well, we need to get our preachers that preach to judges, you know, to, you know, 99% of them don't even know that. So,
yep.
You know, that's what we got to do is and speak out in our commissions, councils, and boards.
Amen.
Anyway, thank you. Love you.
Yep, thank you, Bob. I totally appreciate it. Steve, will you do me a favor? I got another guy coming up behind you. Can we just go ahead and convey to everybody that Steve is from Minnesota? He is going to be a part of the event that we're going to have on Saturday, and we are going to be doing a protest at Target in Buffalo, Minnesota, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. We need as many people as we can get there. Please come. And the fact of the matter is Steve is also an EMT. He is the chief ambulance driver, and I want him to convey to everybody concerning the excuses that make men, today, and the parable that he gave me today was just second to none, and I want Steve to share it with everybody, if you wouldn't mind, Steve.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, when I try to recruit people to become EMTs and ambulance, you know, everybody loves to say, well, I could never do that, or I don't have time, and all this. And I remember when I got the letter in the mail from saying that the service would go under if I didn't join, and I said, well, gosh, I hope somebody does something. And I heard God say to me, yeah, like you. And I said, no, not like me. And God said, yeah, I mean you. And then he said, who's your neighbor? And then I thought about the first EMT in the Bible who was the Good Samaritan, and he picked up a guy that was supposed to be his enemy, and he transported him and cared for his wounds and put him in there. And Jesus said, go do likewise. And I often wonder if heaven or hell will have to sit there, and God will point out to us the people that say, hey, I could have made it if you would have been there. But nope. I didn't, or I got hurt because you didn't stand up and defend me. And what if God says, well, I was going to send you, you wouldn't go. And you said, I could never do that. And you said, I'm glad that you do it, to whoever was telling you, I'm the EMT. I'll give my time. But what if he's telling us, hey, yeah, well, it's nice they were going, but they needed you as well.
Amen. Amen. Steve, and then when we were talking a little bit ago, you had brought up the fact that imagine me as an ambulance driver and looking for someone that was in a car accident, looking for my help, and you made an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and share that one, please.
Yeah, now I remember what you said. Yeah, yeah. What if you picked up the phone and you're in a car wreck and you're desperate and you say, I need help and I need help bad, and you dial 911. And then they said, well, hey, they needed to go to a family reunion, they had a wedding, they wanted to go camping. You'll just have to lay there and bleed, because yep. There's always something more important than you. However, if we really knew what we were going to be asked to do, because God doesn't always ask us or tell us, he said, go up first, and then I'll let you know what your job is.
Exactly.
And if we just says, well, it ain't the job I want, well, who's laying there waiting for me? Who won't make it because I didn't come?
And you're equating that to the sinners and the excuses that professed Christians make all day long as to why they don't go to them. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, and remember when you and me were kids, you know, way back when, and I was quite similar to you, and we'd sit there in school, and we were like, I wish somebody would have came for me.
Yep.
You know, we're left to fend for ourselves. Well, tell me those kids in drag queen story time ain't fending for themselves.
Amen. Amen.
Where are we for them?
Yeah, that's right. End of show, Steve. I totally appreciate you, guy. And right. Yep, he's. I hope he doesn't miss his call because he's definitely called the ministry. Folks, we'll talk to you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.